Over the weekend, the New York Times ran an opinion piece offering advice to college freshmen. Six grad students, the people who grade the freshmen's papers and lead their class discussions, offered advice ranging from dump your boyfriend to ditch your laptop to take all kinds of classes to find out what you really want to do. So what advice would you give college freshmen? One piece of advice, which one was most helpful to you? 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website. That's at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. Tim Novikoff is a PhD student in applied mathematics at Cornell, and he joins us from a studio on the campus there in Ithaca, New York. Nice to have you with us today.
Hi, Neil. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. I wanted to read a little bit of your contribution where you encourage students to explore. You say, somewhere in your childhood is a gaping hole. Fill this hole. Don't know what classical music is all about? That's bad. Don't know who Lady Gaga is? That's worse. If you were raised in a protected cocoon, this is the time to experience the world beyond.
Yeah, I really think that that's true. When you're in high school, you live a sheltered life. No matter how open-minded your parents are, you have to come home at 3:30 every day. You're in class for most of the day. And you don't get a chance to really see the world, beyond the world that your parents let you see. And college is a great chance to explore what you didn't get to see as a child.
Well, a lot of freshmen come in not knowing what they want to do, but a lot of them do have a good idea of what they want to do and take courses aimed at that, whether it's a pre-med or whatever.
That's true. I don't know what the exact number is, but a large number of students do end up switching their major at some point after their freshman year. And it's funny you mentioned medical school. A lot of students face pressure from their parents to become a doctor or to be a pre-med. And I remember a friend of mine from college, Iman, he didn't want that, but his parents really wanted him to be a doctor. He wanted to be a journalist, and it was a really big issue for him his freshman year. He had a hard time even in telling his parents that he wanted to study journalism. But eventually he stood up for himself, and he did it, and now he's a journalist, and I think he's very happy.
Well, good. I'm glad to hear there's one.
Yeah.
You came in, though, thinking that you were going to be going into the creative side in theater.
That's right. I was at the Tisch School of the Arts at NYU. I was majoring in acting. I'd been an actor in high school. And I thought that that's what I wanted to do for the rest of my life. But I was a little intrigued about physics. And somebody told me I should take a math class if I want to study physics in the end, to get the math done first. So I took a math class, and I loved it. And then I took another. And I discovered that not only did I really like math, but I actually really loved hanging out with technical people. I was introduced to a whole new part of the college social network, and I liked it. And I ended up taking a second major in math and going on to teach math at Stuyvesant High School in New York. And now here I am getting a PhD in applied math, and I didn't see that coming.
Is there a lot of work for people with math doctorates?
There's some work. That's a question that that me and a lot of my peers will be facing very soon. So in grad school, I've sort of continued to use grad school to explore myself and what I like. And I'm probably about to take a turn away from math and into entrepreneurship. I started developing a software, made an iPhone app, and now I'm really happy doing that. And my plan is actually to get out of the math field and go in a different direction. So I may or may not have to face the dearth of jobs for math doctorates.
Most of us never use the algebra we learned. You're not going to use the calculus you learned?
So you learn a lot when you study math, and you learn a lot of different models. And in my case, I am going to be using some of the stuff that I learned as an undergrad and in grad school, because I'm studying algorithms and the analysis of algorithms, and that comes into play a lot when you're developing software.
No, I'm just giving you a hard time. Did you get the chance to read the article and some of the other pieces of advice from the other graduate students to freshmen?
Sure, yeah.
And I was interested. We mentioned teased, and so did the article in the Times, the dump your boyfriend line.
Yeah. That was one that I don't know that I would give the same advice. Just the other day, yesterday, I ran into two of my former students from when I was a teacher. They met in high school. They have been dating since. They went to separate colleges, and they're still together, and they're very happy. And I said, listen, Ben, if you read that op-ed, just ignore that one. Don't dump your girlfriend. You guys are great together. You know, don't take it too seriously. But I'm sure that's really good advice for some other people. You know, it depends on the situation when it comes to love, I think.
I think you're probably right. But I should just read a graph from Rebecca Elliott, a PhD student in the sociology department at the University of California, Berkeley. She writes, parties, activities, dorms, and classes all help you find people you actually like to talk to. That is, unless you're in your room every night on the phone with your high school sweetheart who's back home, or at another school, or worse, you're leaving school every other weekend to visit your significant other breakup, she says. And she said that happened with her boyfriend, and they got back together the following year. So that was her experience, and I think that's what happens. It's a way of saying, I guess, socially the same thing that you're saying intellectually, which is to try a lot of different things.
Yeah, I mean, I would definitely say that, you know, if you stay together with your high school sweetheart, then don't let that get in the way from meeting lots of people. Meeting people of, you know, every different sort of, you know, character is really critical for college. People who miss that opportunity in college often don't end up getting out of their comfort zone later in life, I've found. So I would definitely agree that you should get out there. Freshman year, you should be going to the parties and the mixers and meeting lots of people, if not necessarily for romance.
Here's an email we have from Rachel. Best advice I got was, go to class. No matter how good someone else's notes are, there's no substitute to hearing it yourself and taking the notes in person, or however kids today capture college lectures. Maybe it's pressing download in person.
Yeah, that's probably good advice. I do think people should go to class. You know, there's so much advice you can give to a college freshman, so much little practical stuff. I think a really important thing that students don't realize young enough is that when they're choosing their classes, they should use the quality of the professor more than the content of the course. I think it's really critical to seek out, you know, professors who have a reputation for being great teachers and for being inspirational. And, you know, there's a lot of advice that you can give. That's good advice also. Go to class.
And what did you think of the other advice, again, by one of your fellow graduate students, to ditch the laptop when you go to that lecture to take notes? Don't go clackety, 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 clack. Don't try to take it down word for word. Learn how to take notes.
Yeah, well, I think you should definitely spend some time away from the computer. That's really important, especially if you're majoring in some sort of engineering related field. You can end up spending all day in front of the computer and not socializing, and that's a horrible situation. You should socialize a lot. As for taking notes, I don't know. I know in law schools now, I think they actually ask you to come to school to class with a laptop, and they expect you to take notes on a laptop. So I don't know if that's everlasting advice. Certainly some fields that's true. My brother, who's a history professor in Tennessee, he emailed me saying he thought that was some of the best advice. And maybe he doesn't like his students taking notes on laptops.
Let's see if we get some callers on the phone with advice to incoming freshmen. I guess they're already in by now. Amy's on the line calling from Portland.
Hi there. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I have seen a common denominator mistake made by hundreds of students that I've interviewed via my career in admissions, and that is a recent push to use AP credits to both get out of prerequisites in college or maybe come in with advanced standing. And so I think all of this rush to get all these wonderful IB credits and AP to be the smartest kid in high school and come in advanced deprive students of some really valuable 101 level courses. I know I was an art history major and I got out of art history 101, and I felt that my whole 4 years as though I was missing a big foundation and one of the best courses, frankly, that my college offered.
So go take that English 101 course
Yes.
A lot of you're exactly right, because a lot of kids graduate and say, well, at least I don't have to do that freshman year.
Exactly, and I think they're missing out on a survey that will aid them in the rest of their life in having this general knowledge of some of the most kind of fundamental issues, and they jump right to the specialization. And as I found, I have many big holes, and I might have missed Italian Renaissance because as an art history major, having gotten out of 101.
Well, you wouldn't want to miss Caravaggio.
Amen.
Thanks very much for the call, Amy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Here's an email that we have from Desiree in Kansas City. As a fine arts major trying to make it on my own as an artist, my best advice, take business classes. I cannot emphasize this enough. I did not, was not encouraged to, but luckily I got a retail job right out of college that helped me, helped show me just what it takes to run your own business. As a budding entrepreneur, Tim Novikoff, I would suspect you would second that.
I absolutely would. One of the classes that I've taken in grad school that's been sort of transformational for me was a class in the business school. It was sort of practical stuff about law for high growth businesses and how do you market your product in a separate class. And taking classes in the business school and in the law school was really transformational for me. I never took any in college, and they're not a waste of time.
Here's a tweet we have from Our Little Ashley. Don't go home very often. Introduce yourself to everyone. Bake brownies with your floor mates. You don't need to read everything for class. We're talking with PhD student Tim Novikoff about graduate students' advice for freshmen. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Martin on the line. Martin, calling from Santa Clara. Martin, you there? I think Martin's gone on. Let's go next to, this is Jason. Jason with us from Waterloo, Iowa.
Hi, good afternoon. Glad to hear the topic. I work at a community college, and a lot of the students are fresh out of high school, but a lot are returning to college for the first time in years. And I always tell the incoming freshmen, the ones direct from high school, don't be afraid to hang out next to the non-trads. But, you know, that's kind of the old traditional name for them. Because you might sit next to maybe a woman who has done tours in Iraq and Afghanistan, or maybe an older guy who has just recently been laid off from a machining business or something like that, because you can actually learn from the students sitting next to you in class a lot, too. And if you listen instead of kind of rolling your eyes and figuring out that you'll figure out pretty quickly that, you know, they're in that class for a reason too, with a lot of urgency to what they're doing too.
So you can find out a lot of get a perspective on the world that is just not going to be available to anybody of your age group.
Yeah, absolutely, and especially at a 2-year community college, they're going to be into the workforce in one of those applied science programs probably, you know, within 18 to 20 months after graduating from high school. You know, somewhere in there, and they better figure out how that world works pretty quickly. They don't have the luxury of a lot of time to not just acquire their skills, but to figure out how to fit into it, too. So those non-trads can be really helpful in that respect. Also, I always tell them, too, when the non-trad takes notes, you take notes, too.
Good point. Thanks very much for the call, Jason.
You bet. Thank you.
Here's an email from Galen in Lake City, South Carolina. Stay physical or get physical. Don't make the mistake so many do and walk out with a degree with a fitness level worse than when you walked in. Take several PE courses. Some of my best memories as an enthusiastic science major were from my gymnastics, racquetball, scuba, and boxing courses taken while pursuing my degree. They all paid off in keeping fit, less stressed, social, even more academically inclined. Stay fit. Don't let college make you fat and unhealthy. Tim Novikoff, did you pick up the freshman 15?
No, I'm a really skinny guy. I can't pick up 15 pounds if I try. I was on the baseball team, and believe me, I was trying to pick up 15 pounds of muscle, and I was never able to. But I think that's really good advice to stay fit, whatever that means for you.
Let's go to go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, it's true in college, and it's true in grad school. You should stay fit, especially when if what you're doing involves, you know, a lot of reading or a lot of being in front of a computer, it can be easy to forget to, you know, stay active, and it shouldn't be forgotten.
Sarah's calling from Portland. And I think Sarah has moved on. I'm sorry for what? That. Oh, I just hung up on her. I apologize, Sarah. You can call back. I was just... gets me sometimes. Let's see if we can go next to Elijah. Elijah in Kansas City.
Hi, yeah. My largest regret from my freshman year, and this kind of goes along the same lines as what you're just talking about, was not getting involved in a recreational club. So my sophomore year, I kind of dabbled in rock climbing in high school, and so I joined the rock climbing club, and that was just an awesome experience to get out and travel to these places, and it's these public universities have a lot of funding for these clubs, so it's very cheap alternative.
You ran the math club, Tim.
That's right. In fact, it seemed like a nothing experience at all, just, you know, running a math club, organizing some meetings. But in a funny way, I think it's what got me started on this path to seeing myself as somebody who could one day run a business. Because the little things that you do to run a math club, where you have to coordinate a lot of people, you have to, you know, figure out what's going to be successful, you know, or would a lot of people like to see a lecture on the math of a Rubik's Cube, or would they prefer to see something about topology? And when you start thinking about it, what I was learning about was marketing, coordination, you know, leadership, being able to delegate tasks and stuff. And it seemed like such an inconsequential experience at the time, just running a math club. For 1 year, I did it. But I think I actually learned a lot.
Elijah, thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. Mike in Grand Rapids says, pick the best professors, not the easiest classes.
Yes. I wholeheartedly agree with that. I think I mentioned that earlier. Yeah, I mean, quality professors are so much more important than anything else.
And even if a lot of their classes are being handled by people like you, the teaching assistants.
Yeah, I mean, you can seek out good professors or good, you know, grad students who are TAing classes. You know, you want to have a good person at the front of the classroom. It's really very important.
Well, Tim Novikoff, good luck with your PhD and with your subsequent career as an entrepreneur.
Thank you.
Tim Novikoff, a PhD student at Cornell. He contributed to the New York Times article, Ditch Your Laptop, Dump Your Boyfriend. There's a link to it at npr.org. Click on Talk of the Nation. He joined us from a studio at Cornell in Ithaca, New York. Tomorrow, the real story of Antony and Cleopatra. Join us for that. I'm Neil Conan. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News.